It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. We're getting closer to Sunday. Niners and Chiefs, the Super Bowl rematch. Getting very close. We're getting closer to the Warriors season opener up in Portland. And they'll have a final preseason game tomorrow against the L.A. Lakers at Chase Center. They had an open practice yesterday. We had some baseball playoffs. It's Shohei Ohtani. Helps the Dodgers gain a 2-1 advantage over the New York Mets. Shohei, Muncy, Kike Hernandez. The Dodgers, I mean, they looked phenomenal yesterday, shutting out the Mets for the second time in the series. Has there been three shutouts so far in that series? Did Dodgers score in game two? Three shutouts. Anyway, I could be wrong
they
there.
They scored a run. I could be wrong.
They could have scored a run late. Yeah, they could have scored a run late. Yeah, 7-3, 7-3.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, okay, there you go.
You got two shutouts. The Mets have been shut out twice there. But we got Niners and Chiefs. So we got the Belichick, Andy Reid, Bill Walsh, coaching tree we'll get into here. But we're getting closer to this game, Shaskin. I'm getting more and more excited.
I am too. And, you know, it's interesting you brought up the NBA. And just for a brief second, I've been watching, well, I guess we're not watching, reading a ton of stuff about the NBA season, mm-hmm. kind of getting myself fired up. And, and there's been a lot of movement, shockingly, in the offseason. Yeah. Just player acquisitions, players coming through. And, you know, I love my lists. And I know you kind of laugh at them and scoff at them. But a new top 10 was revealed.
I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see where Steph Curry ranks?
Number 6.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. He's still elite.
I like it.
Anthony Edwards cracked the top 10. Kevin Durant's at number 9.
What?
LeBron at number 7.
Look
at you. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 4. Giannis at 3. So you get your top 10 players list, and it's always fun. Tatum at 5. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of that Olympic run. And look, basketball is going to be legit. I can't wait for the NBA to start. It's a who's who. Everybody's predicted Boston to go back-to-back.
I kind of am, too.
Yeah. They look good.
They
and
do.
They have
it's
a lot
hard to bet against them.
They have a lot to prove as well, because a lot of people are scoffing at them. The Jaylen Brown Olympic snub.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum not playing much in the Olympics. Jrue Holiday is a great defender. Horford's still there. They got some ballers, but the Knicks are going to have something to say. We'll see about the Sixers, although I'm Paul George early dealing with an injury. And how about Joel Embiid? We didn't even get into this. Maybe we shouldn't start the show this way, but how about Joel Embiid said that I'm never playing in the back-to-back for the rest of my career?
So what's interesting on things like this, and I know there's medical data that supports and then doesn't support, and then I see people say, like, well, actually building up the callus and playing, you know, all the time is actually better. Like, I've seen it all the different ways. I just think that sometimes it's a roll of the dice, and the way Bonte Hill reacts to back-to-backs isn't the same way as Joe Shasky or Joe Spadoni reacts. I don't know, man. It feels very much like pitching, where I don't think there is science behind it. I think
no.
It's just more random.
Well,
I know the guy is injury prone.
Right.
I'm talking about Joel Embiid. I know he's injury prone, but I just... I don't know. What did you make of that?
Well, it's interesting because Bully was just on Cam and Mace's podcast. It is what it is. It's Stat Baby, the girl in the middle who kind of moderates on the panel. So Bully was saying, look, man, there's too many players who I think don't train to play 82 games. They train to play 60, or they train to play 65. It can make a great analogy. He's like, you know, I was talking to a boxer, Riddick Bowe. By the way, he was talking to Riddick Bowe. He was like, yeah, I'm getting ready for this 4-round fight. I'm training for only 4 rounds. Wait, isn't it a 12-round fight? You're not going to train for 12 rounds. You're only going to train for 4. So a lot of basketball, and I'm not going to say that basketball players aren't training to play 82 games.
Yeah.
But load management is a thing. And, you know, when you get players talking about, I'm just now finding my rhythm, and it's game 55. It's like, wait a minute here. Game 55, you're just now finding the rhythm? What's going on here? So I would trade for 82, and Joel Embiid, maybe he's just that player where, okay, it makes sense for him not to play back-to-backs, and you want to get him ready for the playoffs, but the problem is you get to the playoffs and he gets hurt anyway.
So I just
don't think it's a good look for the consumer who's listening to this saying, wait a minute, we got back-to-backs at our home games.
And I know you're not playing.
And I know you're not playing. My ticket value goes down the drain. All of a sudden, I'm trying to give away tickets. I can't even sell them. I got to give them away. So it's just a... it's not something you say out loud.
I would agree with that. And you know, it's interesting that you bring up like training for 82 games. Like I talk about this a lot in baseball. There's all these pitchers that like, I can only throw 60 pitches. We talked about this with Kyle Harrison.
I was just about to bring that up.
And I remember, what did I say to you? I'm like, how does, like, for example, Rami Suda, who plays on my 12-13U team, how can he throw 110 pitches?
Right.
And we won't pitch him for a week or two after that. But like, how can he go 110? And Kyle Harrison in AAA can go 60 pitches? What are we doing?
That was the weirdest thing about Kyle Harrison, where he's his top prospect, and he's going to be this flame-throwing lefty, and he's only pitching 3 to 4 innings, and there's this hesitance to stretch him out to pitch 7 and 8. What are we doing here? So then, of course he's going to get to the fifth inning this season and flame out.
And then I'm thinking about like the NFL, and you've talked about this a lot, and I've heard a lot of like, whether it's Dante Whitner, whether it's Tom Raffman, whatever, they're like, hey, part of the callus of training camp was we were going to hit each other a lot, and you were going to build up resistance to being hit and throwing your body around. And these are just, again, these are just theories. He's like, I believe that the reason there are so many injuries is because guys aren't accustomed to hitting each other as much. And I kind of buy into some of that. I think there's something to be said for that. He goes, you know, in a boxing situation, you spar to be prepared to go 12 rounds. And I think that there is, because of the lack of hitting in these camps, you're seeing, like, everybody's fantasy team, it feels every year there's more injuries than ever.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
you
it's patchwork. It's if you can go through a fantasy season, I mean, I've already lost one of my squads. I lost Rashee Rice. I lost Isaiah Pacheco. There's another league where I lost Rashee Rice. Malik Nabers is in concussion protocol.
Yes.
Jordan Love's already been hurt. My backup was Tua. He got smashed on Thursday Night Football. You know what I mean? And so
Jonathan Taylor.
There's Anthony Richardson. There's a who's who of guys. Look at the 49ers and all their injuries here. So to that point about building calluses up and not having two-a-days, well, it's just ironic that maybe guys were playing injured back in the day because they had to, and they had to get paid. That was the only way they were going to get paid and reach incentives. But it just felt like back in the day, you knew a guy was playing 16. Like Jerry Rice, he's playing 16 games. Steve Young, despite all the injuries, he's going to bounce back and play the next week. I don't know what's going on in today's society when it comes to sports, but guys aren't building up the calluses. Guys aren't hitting in practice. Offensive line play's never been worse. Tackling's never been worse.
No.
You try to eliminate it, say, hey, safety, safety, safety. Well, you might as well just play thud. You know what I'm saying? Put flags on these guys. Pitching-wise, I'm watching Walker Buehler, and they're like, what a great performance for Walker Buehler. He was great for 4 innings. But he only went 4 innings. And I know he's coming off of Tommy John. But all these guys, Gerrit Cole, what a gutsy performance. I'm looking at Gerrit Cole's stat line. I'm watching the game saying, well, he gave up 6 hits and he walked 4 guys. That's 10 base runners.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this part of it up, because everyone's like, you can't let your starter go through the lineup a third time. And now more data's coming out. Well, yeah, but if you use the same bullpen arms in a series, eventually people pick up on those bullpen arms in a 5 and 7 game sample, right? And so it's funny how everything's kind of coming back around, and we're like, well, wait a minute, maybe the starter matters.
Yeah, I don't know when this happened, or if too many trainers or too many like off-season trainers got involved in the game, it kind of dictated some things for athletes in terms of baseball, basketball, even tennis or whatnot, where it's just like, wait, we can't do this. Wait, we got to scale back. Or like, there's all this off-season, like basketball, for example. I hear from Bully and D. Wright, and especially D. Wright, because he coaches the youth and he coaches AAU, and he goes, the way these guys are getting coached,
well, that's
is all bad. And the way they're training, wait a minute, you're training in non-game day like atmospheres, and you're not training for games. You're just training for drills that don't apply to a game.
Did you see the Tracy McGrady video that's floating all across the internet?
No.
I think it's applicable to soccer, to rugby, to basketball, to baseball, to all of these different youth sports that you see around. He goes, look, man, these AAU tournaments are preparing you to play 5 tournaments in a day. But when you get to your high school, what are you playing? You're playing maybe 2 or 3 times a week. It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and in these AAU tournaments, what are they all running? Full court press, in high school, you go to a high school game. Is it full court press for both teams all game?
No, it's
a lot of like zone and work the offense. And he goes, and then it's Clank City when you go to these high school games. Yep. And he goes, it's not indicative of all the games they play during the summer. And then he was contrasting that with the Europeans and how they come into the game. He goes, they're all slow as molasses. Mm-hmm. They don't care about jumping the highest or running the fastest. Nope. What they're worried about is half-court execution. Yep. Seeing the floor, being able to pass into small windows. And it was just a fascinating look. And I think that our society has become so obsessed from 9 years old to 14 years old. Mm-hmm. How can we play the most amount of games, win the most amount of trophies, squeeze all the money from the parents, and not develop your child to make the high school team?
It's awful.
It's backwards to me. I'm not saying everyone. There are a lot of great programs because this is people say this like, hey, you said, no. There are some great programs.
There are great AAU programs.
But there's a lot of them that aren't preparing your child to simply make the freshman or JV team.
Here's the thing. 415 Comcast Business Sex Line. This may be true. Hey, Bonte, I think the athletes like it because they get paid more and play less, which could be true for some of these guys, but the real ballers.
I mean,
look at Steph.
Thank you.
LeBron, the guy wants to play.
LeBron wants to play.
Giannis wants to play. Dame Dalla wants to play. You know what I'm saying? Russell Westbrook, say what you want about him. The guy wants to play. Kevin Durant is a basketball savant. He wants to play. And that's the difference. There's a lot of guys who do get paid and don't mind playing less, where you get the competitors like Michael Jordan. You'd have to drag him off the court.
Yeah.
Steve Young, you literally had to get hit and have his eyes closed on Monday Night Football and basically say, Steve, it's time to go. You had to drag him off the football field. Jerry Rice tried to play for the Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. The guy couldn't give it up. And that maybe is the difference, where too many kids are saying, you know what? I don't have to play as much. And maybe they just get burnt out. But I got something for you. As we were talking about top 10 players and player movement and whatnot.
I'm just excited for the NBA.
I'm stoked. How about this? It's Sam Amick's latest piece in The Athletic.
Did it just get dropped this morning?
He was talking to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
And I had this quote waiting for you. Because we always talk about disgruntled superstars and who's going to be a player and whatnot.
Let me get ready.
Well, Giannis Antetokounmpo thinks he might be traded if the Bucks don't win the championship. Here's what Giannis had to say. Yeah, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. This is the job we live. This is the world we are living in. It's everybody. At any given moment, if you don't succeed, that might be it for us. If you don't do a good enough job, you're out. And now the seeds are being planted. It's another way of basically saying, yeah, if we don't win, get me up out of there. Yeah, if we don't win, it may be time for me to bolt and
What's
throw up the deuces.
Hey,
I'm just saying, bookmark this quote. Think about it. And think about the position the Warriors are in.
How long have we been flirting as a station? Forget the fan base. Yeah. This station. How many years have we been flirting with Giannis Antetokounmpo? How many Guru and Steiny segments have been built around, can we get Giannis? And I'm not knocking them. We've done it as well.
Yeah, no doubt. But
slap me for what I'm doing.
What? What? God, I love you.
All I'm saying is there's always a chance. And there's always a chance with this organization now, the Golden State Warriors, because they signed Kevin Durant. They got the big fish. They made the trade for Andre Iguodala.
Well, they have Steph.
They have Steph too. Well, it starts with Steph. But this organization does have credibility now, and players come in. I remember people thought I was a player for the Warriors. King Cell. Welcome to the Milwaukee Bucks.
I walk into the Milwaukee Bucks locker room.
I walk into the Milwaukee Bucks locker room, and I go, Giannis, it was Greek night. I was like, man. He goes, they always do Greek night when I come here. I love it, man. Me and my brother kind of sit out and watch the ceremonies or whatnot. And I was like, man, what's up? And so I asked him, I was like, man, did you see the Warrior fans who had your name on the jersey or whatnot? He goes, I'm not going to answer that. Nah, you're not going to get me on that one. People started laughing or whatnot. And then I got all this blowback from other writers like, do Warriors have media members on their payroll or whatnot? Look at them. But anyway, Giannis has always loved this area. He's always loved it.
We've got a lot of pieces.
We got Greek fans out in Oakland. We got a lot of pieces.
All right, so here's the question. A one-on-one, because you have to take the, you know, he's going to staple Thanos to the deal. You know that, right?
Well, you guys are ready to take Bronny and LeBron,
so
right?
So that's my question. One-on-one, who wins, Thanasis versus Bronny?
Oh, Thanasis. He's bigger. That's the size advantage.
He's got a highlight tape of missed shots.
Obvious.
That is one of the greatest clips I've ever seen.
Listen, he's something different. But I'm not saying
he's a great Warriors cheerleader, are gonna get, though. He's so good. I love him.
Before we get clipped and people start tweeting at us or whatnot, I'm just saying, Giannis is saying that he thinks he might be traded to Bucks to win a championship. I'm looking at the Warriors' position, which is why not re-signing Klay Thompson is not the worst thing in the world, and letting Chris Paul go is not the worst thing in the world. Not trading for Paul George is not the worst thing in the world, and not getting Lowry marketed is not the worst thing in the world, because you still have plenty of assets and financial flexibility to make a big boy move. And if they don't give Jonathan Kuminga a contract extension or Moses Moody a contract extension, they're in a great spot right now. They got a good roster. I think they have a lot of depth. And in the offseason, if things don't work out for them, you know what? They're going to be in a position to strike. They will be. They're going to be in the mix. That's the thing with the Warriors now. Like the 49ers and John Lynch, they're always in a mix for a superstar.
How much is Giannis making?
I haven't even looked it up.
So you're going to throw in getting wiggy with it. You're going to throw in what else?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm just
going to start doing it.
Now
I'm thinking about it.
No, I mean, you know, I don't
what's
know what's going
50?
On. Here, let me pull it up.
Pull it up.
I got to pull it up here. You got to sit at a coupon. Salary here. Salary per year. Oh, wow. He's making some big boy money. average salary of $45 million.
Oh, that's feasible.
It's not 60. His cap hit. Wow, 54, 58, 62. He's got the player option at 33 years old.
Would you rather pay Giannis $50 million or freaking Kuminga $41 million? Like, just do the math yourself. Come on, people. And I like Kuminga, but come on.
Adam, it's too much.
Do you see some guy with the Raptors that he could walk up and Emmanuel quickly? No one knows who he is. He's making $50 million a year. Again, nice player, young guy. No, he's on the rise. Emmanuel quickly could walk up to the entire room, shake your hand. I'm Emmanuel quickly. You'd be like, who? What sport? I mean, other than the fact that he's tall. You'd be like, what sport do you play?
Hockey. I'm not in a position to start talking about who you would just trade for or whatnot, but I just think
I trade
if the Warriors are big games, if they're big game hunting, this is something that the Lakers, this is something that Mike Dunleavy are bookmarking, and the league knows it too. And the entire league is saying, boy, if Milwaukee doesn't win, and this is another flame out, and Chris Middleton gets older, I don't know what you do, because I love Kuminga, I love all these guys. I'm just saying, they're going to be in the mix for something.
I thought Dame was supposed to be the magic elixir.
No, they made a mistake in trading Jrue Holiday. And because
interesting,
Chris Middleton has not been the same.
That is
true. And that, to me, is the X factor. Once Chris Middleton and that knee went all bad and got balky, you know, that's it.
You don't want to go balky.
To seven.
You don't
want to
go balky.
You gotta Google it. So it's interesting. It's interesting that Giannis would say that as we get ready for the Warriors season. We're going to get back into Niners and Chiefs. We've got a great guest list today. River Island's guest promotion today. Herb Edwards, 720. Patrick Peterson, who joined us about 3 weeks ago to talk about the passing game of the 49ers, said some really good things. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Our boy Jake Hutchinson, our 95.7 The Game insider, he'll also join us. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island's guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And shout out to our great friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Let's get the Niners and Chiefs on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot of good stuff planned for you. We'll reveal it on the other side. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.